maraming mga kabataan ang nabigyan ng payo at inspirasyon ukol sa tamang pananamit ng dating NSW sector head ng Youth for Christ at isang napakagaling sa mundo ng fashion o pananamit na si Akita Sanchez. Hi, Akita!
Hello!
So how was 2016 for you?
It was very challenging in many different aspects, career-wise, relationships with like different friends as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a big learning curve 2016, but I think it was a really challenging one, but we came out victorious, so I think that's all that matters at this stage.
All right, so what are you looking forward in 2017?
I'm really with the traveling.
Okay, wow, exciting.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that I can go somewhere I've never been before. Mm-hmm. Hopefully with family. And also maybe, big dreams, trying to take it one step at a time. That's it, to really just go for those dreams. So, starting to make resolutions now in different aspects. But at the same time, I think you just got to take it one day at a time and be gentle with yourself. Mm-hmm. Keep praying. Keep going. Just keep persevering. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. So all the best for you, Akita, for 2017.
Thank you very much, Sada. So,
kinamusta rin natin ang Miss Transsexual Australia 2016 na si Andrea Jacka-Smith na matapang na ibinahagi ang kanyang kwento ukol sa kanyang kasarian at ang kanyang mga hinarap na pagsubok bago niya matamo ang tagumpay. Hi, how are you, Miss Andrea?
I'm very good in this hot weather in Melbourne.
Okay. So what's the temperature there? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
Outside temperature is 27.
Okay. I would like to know, how was 2016 for you?
2016 is a memorable year for me.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that, I have lots of struggles, happiness, and, mixed emotions.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to in 2017?
I'm looking forward in the year 2017, more opportunities coming, focus in my career, and probably more. I am looking forward for, I'll be competing probably, but it's not sure yet, in the Philippines, one of the biggest trans pageants. So I'll be representing the Filipino, Australian, Filipino, and Belgian community.
Wow, that's a really good news.
Yeah, so we just finger crossed and we will see what luck brings me.
Yeah, I think you're going to win it.
Madilang anghel ka sana.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Miss Andrea.
Thank you very much.
Nakatulong rin sa mga Pilipinong nag-aaral sa Australia ang mga ibinahagi ng Vice President for Marketing ng isang Migration and Education Consultancy na si Myra Castillo ukol sa mga panibagong alituntunin sa student visa. How are you, Miss Myra?
Hi, Fibel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So how was 2016 for you?
Oh, 2016, I actually can describe it in two words. I always tell everybody that it's a happy, busy year because this year I actually ventured into a new business which allowed me to visit the Philippines.
Oh.
And normally, I visit the Philippines around 3 or 4 times a year. But this year, I was able to visit the Philippines 6 times because of the business. Mm-hmm. And of course, it also allowed me to spend time with my family and friends. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I actually never miss the Filipino lifestyle, the food, the culture. Mm-hmm. So, So
you're very lucky.
Basically, 2016. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very lucky to have a business that supports the lifestyle as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward in 2017?
For 2017, of course, I'm very much excited to welcome 2017 already. Again, related to the business, because that business that I'm talking about will actually improve the employability of Filipinos, not only in the Philippines, but also in the international job market.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping that we can start rolling out the business by first or second quarter at the most of 2017. And I like traveling, actually. I call it my passion, traveling. So for this year, we already have ourselves to visiting Vietnam, Hawaii, and Boston.
Wow,
so something to really look forward to in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking forward to in 2017. And hopefully, of course, overall, it would be like a better year for everybody in terms of the situation in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. In Australia, I think Australia is very good. I actually learned to love love Australia as my second home as well.
So wishing you all the best, Miss Myra, for 2017.
Thank you, Fibel, and hope to see you. Hope to see you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. At si Beulah Gigantoni, isang lifestyle assistant sa kilalang disability company sa Australia, na ipinaliwanag sa atin ang kagalingan ng mga may kapansanan. Hi Beulah, kamusta na?
Hello lovely lady, I'm fine, thank you.
So how was 2016 for you?
Oh, 2016 is an awesome year. It's the year best time spent for me. You might think that I received tremendous favors, but mind you, it's the other way around.
Why?
2016 is a year of dangerous situation that created an adverse consequence to my downfall. I am referring this to my career and work. There is a test of your intelligence, your behavior, and your dealings with your coworkers, at the same time preserving the good of the company. But you know what? Having knowledge based from the wisdom of God, which I considered of great value and practice in life, I should say that thank you for the high risk threat. It has proven my detractors that I am a person deserving of respect and love because I dealt the situation within the universal standard of being calm, intelligent, and proper. That we should treat our enemy with respect, dignity, at the same time projecting our character of who we are. Show that communication, peace, and love is, after all, the best solution to any situation. Have a mind and heart like our Creator and let love prevail.
Okay, so what are you looking forward for 2017?
Oh, for 2017, I should say that, you know, everything changes except change itself. Mm-hmm. But to whatever situation that may arise, we should always stay calm, talk less, and say more. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? Condition your mind, no matter what situation you are in, that you are 110% secured because you make God your partner in life. If you are with God, you are complete.
Thank you very, very much, Beulah, and have a happy new year.
Yes, all the best.
Marami tayong narinig na makukulay na kwento sa taong ito. Napatunayan nito na ang komunidad Pilipino ay hindi mauubusan ng magagaling, matatalino, mapagmahal at matatapang na mamamayan. Salamat sa lahat ng binahagi ang kanilang galing at kwento sa ating komunidad. Hangad namin ang masagana at punong-puno ng pag-asa na bagong taon sa inyong lahat. Thank you very much, Shane.
Thank you so much.
Erwin, thank you very, very much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.